You're listening to Podka. I'm your host, Soham Castillo, and this is episode number 81. Let's get to it with today's topic. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
One of the most common ways that we use the verb let is used to describe how much rain or snow is falling. You do not have to have perfect drought conditions in order to be outside, but if rain lets up just a bit, that is a good thing, so that we are not getting too soggy. You may want to wait to see if the rain lets up a bit before going out. Maybe if you wait a few minutes, the rain lets up, and you will be able to make it to the bus or train without getting too wet. To become softer or less strong towards someone or something. A happier teacher is crucial when it comes to modeling reflective, emotionally regulated behaviors for students. Efforts to build human connections, says Habib, must be at the heart of all school-based social and emotional work, and middle school is no different. High school teacher Akeem Ballard says that helps his classes think positively about their days and builds community in their classrooms. Laura Davis, a middle school teacher in Honolulu, Hawaii, likes to start her classes each week with a rotation of engaging warm-ups, such as the three-sentence story or ice cream. Or are you getting here? Most members are using a translator while listening to that class and reading along. Remember, if you are using a translation from our website on our website, you all want to join our email list so we can inform you of any changes coming on the website. The New Georgia Project is going out to our voters to say, here's how you can participate. Billy Honor, organizing director for New Georgia Project, a grassroots voting rights group, the New Georgia Project, a grassroots voting rights group, also stressed the importance of getting word out about defeated legislation. Billy Honor said that the New Georgia Project will continue to press Brian Kemp and other elected officials about voting rights. In short, Billy Honor said, the New Georgia Project is increasing its efforts to protect the right to vote. Tyler Coleman spent the first week of the year reaching out to residents of Texas to register people to vote. In a state with more restrictive voting laws on the books, Tyler Coleman said the failure of Congress to enact comprehensive federal voting legislation has only made his efforts harder. That work, said Fanika Miller, will go on regardless of whether voting rights legislation is passed. She knows the danger, in such an emotionally charged time like this, of any lull. I knew that we were being tough on Eileen, but I felt that if we let up now, she would revert back to the way that she was. We cannot afford to back down from the efforts to compete against other, more successful companies. There will be no letting up on the efforts to go after every person who is not honest. This is Putin's war, and this will be a humiliation for Putin. No Russian neighbor will be safe while he is in charge. If Ukraine wins, the Ukrainian example would at least provide some deterrent against Russia's other adventures, perhaps those of China. The West should back Ukraine only with a limited commitment to sanctions relief for Russia, and it certainly should not reward Russia with full waivers if Russia agrees to the pre-conflict status quo. For Western powers to agree, much less support, anything less than what Ukrainians are prepared to accept is inconceivable, even as a means to a temporary resolution. Nor might a new Russian strategy be effective. Many do not believe that protests in Hong Kong will stop until some sort of inquiry is conducted into police handling of demonstrators. The criticism is not nearly as strong as a few months ago. It is starting to ease, although not completely. The storm has not let up at all, continuing to devour everything in overwhelming strength. Its viscera immediately went into gear, never let up for 2 hours. Neil spent the whole night moaning about his work. It just never stopped. I gave in, listening to silence, and then buzzed back in, this time for a bit longer. The hover lets you know what a highlighted word means without having to hit the audio pause. When you encounter a word that you do not understand, you will not need to hit pause to find out its meaning. We can reference these phrase patterns to sentences, if we are looking up example sentences using let up, or we can reference contexts using the let up term from English Dictionary. A joint interview of Craig and fellow disqualified candidate Perry Johnson last week on Detroit Politics program Let It Rip suggested that Craig's
job in campaigning will now be harder. Russia continued bombing the Azovstal facility without pause, officials said, until the UN and International Committee of the Red Cross brokered an individual promise from Putin this week that allowed the evacuation of some civilians. The ship surge typically stops during autumn and winter months, he said. But this year, there has been no pause.
Episode 81 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Soham Castillo. Adios.